It's very much related to Pesach, Vestos, Sfiras HaOmer, nearly the same thing. They both involve mathematics. Okay, so it says base. First of all, just by way of introduction before we get into the nitty-gritty, Lemaisa, the way we paskin whenever we're dealing with Vestos is that we only are concerned about the ona, and therefore either it's halachic day or halachic night, and that is, by the way, one of the reasons why it's very uncommon for even women with a pretty regular cycle to be koveya versus kavua, because oftentimes, even if it's the same number of days apart, it doesn't always happen during the same ona. Now, the Gemara Nida speaks about a versus hayamim, which the Rishonim call versus haflaga, and that is calculated by determining the number of days between the previous Riyas Dam and the current Riyas Dam. And we assume, or the expectation is, that she'll have that same haflaga, that same interval, the next time. And if that interval vases occurs three times in a row, so then it would create a vases kavua. After once, as we've mentioned, it's a vases sheno kavua. Now, the way we paskin, based off of the Rashba and the Tosfos, is that you need four re'ios to be koveya a veses kavua of haflaga, because you could only have three haflagos with four re'ios. Let's say you had three haflagos with the interval of 28 days, so that would require four re'ios. The Ramban's view, actually, is that three re'ios is enough. That's on Samach Dal and Medalf. That's because the Ramban's view is, at least in the Chidushim, he thinks that it doesn't make sense to say that there's such a thing as a Veses HaChodesh. Because, after all, for the reasons that we discussed before in the Rashba and the Ra'ah and the like, it doesn't make sense that it would create a... that the month, you know, the Rashba's position seems very difficult, the Ra'ah's position is very difficult, so does it make sense that there should be such thing as Veses HaChodesh? He's forced to interpret certain Gemaras. We'll have a chance to see those Gemaras a little later, that seem to be talking about a Veses HaChodesh as talking about actually a Veses HaFlaga. In other words, it talks about a Veses created with three Re'eos. Now, if you hold that it's a Veses HaChodesh, so then it's fine. But if you hold it's a Veses HaFlaga, so then you're forced to conclude that even three Re'eos could create a Veses HaFlaga. The truth is, the Ramban in Halachos, even though he really doesn't like the position of Tosus and the Rashba, that there is such a thing as a Veses HaChodesh, he concedes that one should follow that view. So that's the way we paskin Lamaisa, that you need four Re'eos. Maybe we'll get back to the Ramban's position, that's sort of interesting. Now, even though I mentioned before that the way you calculate this is from the beginning of the Re'eah to the beginning of the next Re'eah, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav disagrees. He has a theory that you should calculate from the time that the previous Re'eah stopped to the time that she started bleeding next time. In other words, you'll calculate the intervals of non-bleeding between menstruations. But we don't follow this view. We say that we always look at the Tchilas HaRe'iyah. Another interesting position of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is that we calculate Haflagos. In other words, also against what I said at the beginning, the accepted view is you calculate the days, the 28 days apart, and both haflagos being in the morning. According to the Graz, you look at onos. In other words, if it was, let's say, 57 onos apart, so then three times that would create a versus kavua. That's also the view, by the way, of Rabbeinu David, who was quoted by the Node Behuda, cited in Pischei Tshuva, Sifkat, and Tess. And the truth is, I guess, intuitively, this view makes a lot of sense. In other words, if we're interested in the interval separating the Re'eos, so let's count by Onos. Again, the Pischei Tshuva, Node Behuda quotes this, B'Shem Gadol Echad, who was Rab David Teveli. And there's also the view of the Graz. The Node Behuda himself disagrees. He has a diuk from the Ravid against this. The question is, why are they wrong? Why is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Rav David wrong. After all, their position makes a lot of sense. So the Chazon Ish tries to answer this question. And the way the Chazon Ish says it is that the Iker Pirkei Haflaga Hem B'yamim Shalchav Dalet Shaus. It's just that the Teva Vesis is to be Koveya a particular Ona. So Vestos are a certain number of days apart, 27, 28, 29, and also to be Koveya a Ona. So if you don't have that, then Memela, you don't have a Vestos Kavua.
I don't understand what.
Aflaga is determined by days. And there's a condition, not by Onos, by days. There's a condition that Vestos also have a Ona that they're associated with, either Yom Balayla. So it's a certain number of days apart, and then on the same Ona, as opposed to saying, no, it's a certain number of Onos apart. There's a further question, even though we mentioned that we Paskin, you need four Rios to create a Vesis Kavu of Haflagos, according to the note of Yehuda, you don't look at the Ona of the first one. In other words, the three in a row have to be in the same Ona, but the first one doesn't. As long as you had three Haflagos of 28 days apart, and the last three Rios of those, so you had four Rios, creating three Haflagos 28 days apart, plus the last three Rios were, let's say, all by day, so that creates a Vesis Kavua. Because really, it is the three Rios that are Kovea the Vesis. You need that fourth Re'iyah so you actually have three Haflagos.
Meaning it's not but
it's not right. It's right, because a Vesis is always three, right? We assume that you need three for Vesis. So as long as you had three Re'iyos that were Haflagos 28 days, those three Re'iyos are the ones that are Kovea the Vesis. The first of the four is not really part of the Vesis. That's the setup for the Vesis. It's not the actual Vesis. So the setup doesn't have to be on the right Ona. The setup is just so that you have the three Haflagos of 28 days. So Memela, if you had three Haflagos of 28 days, which consist of four Rios, the first one was by night, and the subsequent three were by day. So then according to Neruda, you have a Vesis Kavua of Haflaga. And this is also the view of the Chazon Ish, Pehei Beis, the way he puts it is Lefi Zeh Nira. And this is what we said before, right? That Be'etem, what we said before from the Chazon Ish, that Haflagos are about days, about intervals of days, with the Tanai that it's in the same Ona. So you are three Haflagos, and the three Rios that create the Vesis are in the same Ona. So the way he puts it is, Ulefi Zeh Nira Debepam Rishona Lo Ichpas Lan Imhu Beyomo Belaila Kigon Rasa Pamachas Belaila Beyom Chaf Uvechaf Uvechaf Kava Vesis. Avagav that flag of Rishona Meilu Yom Mikol Makom Kulan La Onas La Medches Melvad Yom Haviya Hayu. Okay. Yes.
The opposite, even though the setup, let's say the setup being the first Re'iya and then the next two were within the same Ona, so that also?
No, because then you don't have three in a row. Then you will have broken your Vesis in the fourth Re'iya without creating a Vesis Kavua. Okay. Now, we're going to get back to a little later how you are Oker of Vesis Haflaga. That's a very tricky question, but the Shulchan Aruch talks about it a little later, so now we talk about Vesis HaChodesh, and then we'll get back to Akiras Vesis Haflaga. So in terms of Vesis Liyom HaChodesh, so we've already mentioned that, first of all, the Ramban in the Chidushim denies the existence of such a Vesis, but Tosfos and the Rashba support it, and even the Ramban in Halachos acknowledges that we should follow this view, and this is the view, of course, of the Shulchan Aruch and the like. We've also mentioned before the view of the Ra'ah, which happens to be quoted in Shach Sifkat Yud Gimel, that we follow the Molad based off of the lunar calendar because menstruation is somehow affected by the lunar cycle, like the tides. And as we mentioned before, it's because of this question of the Ra'ah that the Ramban himself denies the whole concept of Es HaChodesh, but we, of course, Paskin, like the Rashba, that we follow the halachic calendar based off of the Yushalmi by Dan Besulim. We say Shipur Agarim, and when based in is Koveya, the months, so that has an effect on the physical world such that it would affect even her menstruation. And that's the way the Mechaber Paskins in Siv Vav. The Chasam Sofer is very interesting. He says, it's Evan Hazar, Sif Vav, Simon Vav. He says, he thinks that the Rashba is so conclusive, based off of his Yerushalmi, that he doesn't even know why the Ra'ah was even bothered by the question. And he answers, well, over here there's no need for a nes. Meaning to say, when it comes to the Besulim, so there's a need. He writes, Vim Kain, Hechatesi lehitlos bet kia shofar shal based in, umatzarach lenes hazeh. So that's how he defends the Ra'ah. But anyway, as we said, we pass him like the Rashba. Now, a very common question is the following. What happens if you have a Re'iyah on Lamed Lachodesh, and the next month doesn't have Lamed Lachodesh, right? We know that every other month, or approximately in the Jewish calendar, one is Mali, one is Chaser. So odds are that if one month has a Lamed Lachodesh, the next month will not. Rosh Chodesh will be the day after Chavtes. So what does she do? What's her Vesis HaChodesh? So there are differing opinions, needless to say. Some say, you're choshesh for the last day of the next month. That's a view of the pre-day. In other words, this is not a vesis for Lamed Lachodesh, but a vesis for the last day of the month. Pre-day holds that way. So let's say she sees this month, Nisan is a Malay, so she sees Lamed Nisan, so then she would have to be choshesh for Chav Tes Iyar. And then what would be really interesting is, if she saw Lamed Nisan, Chav Tes Iyar, Lamed Sivan, so then she would have a Vesis Kavua, right? Even though they weren't actually on the same calendrical day. The Aruch HaShulchan says this is ridiculous, because, for one thing, if this type of Vesis was true, the Rishonim should have mentioned it, right? He basically invented a new type of Vesis. It's not a Vesis Liyom HaChodesh, it's a Vesis of the last day of the month. And if it were true, the Rishonim should have mentioned it. The Shevet HaLevi also says this is very difficult. Okay, so if we get rid of that option, what's the next option? So maybe we'll say that it's a Vesis for Rosh Chodesh, because we know Lamed Lachodesh is Rosh Chodesh, right? What we call 2-day Rosh Chodesh. Whenever you have a Chodesh Malay, so you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, Lamed Lachodesh is Rosh Chodesh, and Aleph of the next month is Rosh Chodesh. So maybe she has a Vesis for Rosh Chodesh, in which case, her vest is going to be Rosh Chodesh of the next month. So therefore, if she saw Lamed Nisan, then when's her next vest is going to be? So obviously, Aleph Iyar, she's already in the middle of menstruating, it's not Shaykh, but right, Aleph Sivan. In other words, what would the logic be? The logic is that Rosh Chodesh is the Goreim. Right? Now, there's never we're talking about vessels, we're trying to look at, what is the Goreim of the Re'iyah? Well, maybe the Goreim is Rosh Chodesh. So, like you said, if she saw Lamed Nisan, she would have to be Choshesh for Aleph Iyar. This, too, is very difficult, because for the similar reasons. This is not a Vesas that the Rishonim mentioned, that the Gemara mentions. So, the third option is she has a Vesas for Shloshim Lachodesh. So, what would that mean? It would mean she has to be Choshesh the next time there's a month that has Shloshim Lachodesh. So, so if she saw Aleph Lamed Nisan, so there's no Iyar, there's no Vesas, and then Sivan, she'd have to be Choshesh for Lamed Sivan. The Chazon Ish adopts this view, and remarkably, then you could have a Vesas Kavua for Lamed Lachodesh. You know, you would have a Vesas Kavua more or less every other month, assuming that you kept up that that pattern. So let's say she sees on the 30th, and the next month is Chaser. So let's say she saw on the 22nd of Iyar, and then on the next month, right? So she sees Lamed Nisan 22. Iyar, so what she have to do on Sivan? Sivan, she'd have to be Choshesh for 22 and 30, right? 22 alts the previous one, and 30 alts the Nisan one. And Rabbi Willig thinks that's the view that you follow. So, fine. Rav Forst writes, since there's no consensus among the poskim, she should observe the 29th of the next month, since that's her own abenos anyway. She should also be choshesh the next time there's a 30th of the month. In other words, for the Chazon Ish as well. I guess, as I said, since that's going to be on abenos anyway, it's not going to change that much, though. It's sort of an interesting way of being machriya, I guess, because of the suffix. Yeah?
Why does the region that she has an ER, not just the
Oker? Okay, so we're going to talk about, right now, how your Oker of Esa Chodesh. And so, after we do that, you'll see the answer.
And again, why is the suggestion that the Rosh Chodesh is Goring, why is that not...
You could say that. It's no, there's no raya against it, other than that it's a whole new type of Vesas that's not mentioned in Shas or Rishonim.
Isn't that one of the, in latest season we talk about, she goes from Rosh Chodesh to Rosh Chodesh, or she'll have a Vesas Adilut from Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah, that meant the first of the month. Usually when we talk about, right, not sometimes the 20, the last day of the previous month, and sometimes the first day of the next month. That's the Pashup Shat. You could say that. But the Pashup Shat is we're talking about, when we talk about a Vesas of Rosh Chodesh, we mean the first of the month.
So just like maybe this relates to how you're okay, but mm-hmm. So then is this Pashat assuming that it's like the day inherently that's causing the Re'iyah, it's not the predictability of...
The Goreim is, what's the Goreim? So when we talk about, you know, a Vesas Flaga, the Goreim is the Flaga, right? When we talk about a Vesas of Chodesh, shall we say, again, somehow or another, the Goreim is the day of the month, the 17th of the month, or the 1st of the month, or the whatever it is.
But it's not the Goreim on your next or Eon.
No, it is. If that was, well, what's the idea of a Vesenu Kavua, let's say, that if this, we'll elaborate, but the Pashup Shad is, if you see on the 15th of the month, so we say, maybe the Goreim of this Riyah was the 15th of the month. Somehow or another, the 15th of the month causes menstruation. So Memela, if that's true, we have to be Choshesh, that the next time the 15th of the month arises, that it'll be Goreim again. If it doesn't, you don't see the next time on the 15th of the month say, oh, it looks like we were wrong. That's one way to say it. The other way to say it is, the way Rashi, the Beis Yosef, always stresses, is that the concern of Vesas Sheino Kavua is really because we're Choshesh that it'll create a Vesas Kavua. It's a similar point, in which case the Goreim again is that. So the point is that we have to check the next day on the 15th of the month, because if she saw, it would create a Vesas Kavua. So going back to this example, the same point. In other words, she sees on Lamed Nisan. So if she were to see on, either we're concerned Lamed Nisan is the Goreim, so therefore on Iyar, on Sivan we'll have to be Chosh for Lamed Sivan, or we're concerned of a Vesas Kavua, in which case every time there's a Lamed of the month, it would she would see, and that would create a Vesas Kavua. So then, you have to be Choshesh on Lamed Sivan. Okay.
I'm just pointing out that the Goreim is not that. It's not that we say, oh, the next time you have a Re'iyah, it's going to be on this day. Rather, it's that the next time this day happens, you
right,
have a Re'iyah.
Right. That's what a Vesas is. In other words, a Vesas Pashup Shad is. The Vesas is that there are certain things. It could be Haflaga. It could be a Chodesh. It could be that there's certain things. Well, let's say that way for now. It's a good question, and as we go through more halachos, we'll perhaps refine that assumption or see if it's pashut. Yes.
Just going back to the Rosh Chodesh going versus let's say the first day or whatever. So in I thought it's Yikud Beis. So then we're talking about Vesas Hasiyud.
Yeah. We mean the first of the month. First of the month is always Rosh Chodesh, right?
Yeah, but it could also technically be the Shloshim.
So the Pashta Pashat, well, we'll get there. The Pashta Pashat is there when we talk about Rosh Chodesh. We're talking about the first of the month, no?
Okay. I thought simply saying Rosh Chodesh and we're not saying the first of the month like we previously said, so I thought that there's...
What do you mean previously said?
Meaning previously when we talked about the first of the month, so we got to say the first of the month rather than Rosh Chodesh, and then when we get later, so we start talking about Rosh Chodesh, so expect.
Which Siyafim?
We saw Rasa and Tess. Rasa, Abedisim, Dach, Abedisim, Dach, Abedisim, Dach, Abedisim, Dach, Abedisim, Dach, Abedisim.
Okay.
And then later in. Is it Yav Dilga Pam Achas? Here we are. In your base, so we talk about the Vesa Sisira. So we're talking about she interprets the elementary school. The first quote is a sum of law. The goal is to ask a birush coach in Yisrael, which has the rush coach ER. So he's not talking about that. The first of the month, he reverts to just referring to the rush coach.
Yeah, but that would be very difficult to say what you're saying. And you're switching off from. So you have to be choshesh for 2 days of rush coach, according to your theory, right? That would be very strange. Right. Now there's nobody, even that position that we said, possibility too, that Rosh Chodesh is the Goreim, would say that if you see on, let's say, the first of Nisan, that you have to be Choshesh for the 30th of Nisan and the first of Iyar. Sorry, yeah, right? So we don't, nobody takes it that far. Okay. So now let's talk about Akira. Of a Veses HaChodesh. So, obviously, if the anticipated day came without a Re'ia, so then that would be okay. In other words, a standard simple case, she sees the 9th of Nisan, so if on the, she has to be Choshesh for the 9th of Iyar, if on the 9th of Iyar she doesn't see any Dam, so that Veses has now been Nekar, and you never have to worry about it again. Now, what about if you saw earlier? In other words, once she sees the 2nd of Nisan, so she has to be Choshesh for the 2nd of Iyar, but she actually sees again on the 20th of Nisan. Does she still have to be Choshesh for the 2nd of Iyar? So, we'll elaborate upon this shortly, but the short answer is yes. And the short answer is because to be Oker Veses, you have to have passed that Veses without seeing Dam, to show that that isn't your Veses. That's the Pashup shot. Now, let's go through a couple of cases and we'll elaborate. So the first question we're going to deal with is, what about Hikdima Yom Echad? So this also is not such an uncommon question. Let's say she sees Hei Nisan, and then she starts menstruating Dalet Iyar, and she continues to actually see Hei Iyar, right? So the question is, will that be an Akira of Hei Iyar? On one hand, maybe you'll say that since we always look at the Tchila Saves, as we already mentioned, it's a Machlokas Rishonim, in Kuf Pei Dalet, whether we look at just the Tchila or even the Hamshech, we paskin and we just look at the Tchila. So, since there was no Tchila Saveses on Hei Iyar, so Hei Vachodesh has now been uprooted. Or would we say no? That in order to be Oker of Veses HaChodesh, you need to have not seen on that day. In which case, the following month, she would have to be Choshesh for both Dalet and Hei Sivan, right? Dalet, because she saw on Dalet Iyar, and Hei, because she saw on Hei Nisan, and there was never an Akira of that Veses.
Why wouldn't it also follow that you need to have a Tchilas for Iyar?
Now, even though I said before, well, don't we paskin that we always look at the Tchila Sevi'iya by Haflaga? That's true. But maybe, first of all, by Haflaga, we'll see that there's a Machlokas, whether a Veses Haflaga Ktsara is an Okeres and Aruka. And many are Machmir, probably most are Machmir, that a Haflaga Ktsara isn't Oker a Aruka. But even if it is, that's because haflagos, by definition, you have to look at the beginning. Because a haflaga, that's haflaga is defined as the gap the interval between Tchilas Ariyah and Tchilas Ariyah. So obviously, if I had a haflaga of 29 days, and then the next month I had a haflaga of 28 days, but I also saw on the 29th day. But I showed, by having the haflaga of 28, that I, again, assuming haflaga ktsara is oker aruka, again, which is probably the minority view, but even if we accept that, I show that my haflaga is not 29, because I had a haflaga of 28. So I've contradicted my vesis. So memela, the haflaga of 29, is uprooted. It's been contradicted, right? But in the case of the vesis achodesh, that's not true, because the only way to contradict it is by not seeing on that day. So you could argue that if I saw on that day, I didn't contradict it. Right? And to be oker vesis, you have to contradict the vesis. To contradict the vesis hachodesh is to not see on that. So that being the case, we have a shaila. So in the poskim, there are three opinions on this matter. Of Moshe's machmir, this is in Yardeya Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Chav Beis, it's not Nekar. And he says, very simple, since you saw dam on the day that you expected to see dam, so that is not an akira. And this is also the view of the Shevet HaLevi, the Menachas Yitzchak, Rabbi Forst, and I think most poskim nowadays outside of YU. As you'll see in the Simen, Vestos are a lot easier if you are Talmud in YU, and many Shilohs. So again, what's the logic over here? Very simple. Even though we follow the beginning, for example, let's say last month she started on the 15th of the month, right? So we only, and she saw day 15, 16, 17, 18, right? The next month, she doesn't have to be Chosheshes for 15, 16, 17, and 18. We're only looking at the beginning. But if the next month she saw on day 14, 15, 16, 17, so since she saw on 15, then 15, even though she started on 14, 15 is still there. Okay. There's a middle view on the Shaila. This is the view of the Cheshev HaEfod. He says that it depends whether it's a Vesis Kavua or Vesis Sheino Kavua. Even though, since we follow Tchila for Vesis Sheino Kavua, you could assume that it is Nekar. We only look at the Aschala. But if it's a Vesis Kavua, so then we don't see it as an Akira. In other words, she has a Vesis Kavua the 15th of the month. 15, 15, 15, 15, 15. And then the next time she sees on 14, 15, 16, so we won't say that's an akira of the Vesis Kavua. Again, to be okay, Vesis Kavua, you need three violations. This would not be the first of the three. That's his pshara. Is it a pshara that really is just because we're more machmir for Vestos Kavua, so not that inherently it makes the difference? Or is it because, no, that since she has the Vesis Kavua, there's a lot of evidence to see the 15th is significant. You could sort of say it both ways, but that's his opinion. And the third opinion, the most lenient opinion, is the Prideya, that it is considered Nakiris Vesas. And this is the Psak of Rabbi Willig. And I think Rabbi Sobolovsky and Rabbi Neuberger also say this as well. So now let's think of the Svaros for each position. So we'll forget for the moment the middle position, which is a little bit of a Pshara. And we'll focus on the two fundamental positions, position number one, that it's not an Akira, and position number three, that it is an Akira. So let's try to understand each position. So the Svara for position number one is very straightforward. To be Oker Vesis, you need a Stira to a Vesis, and this isn't a Stira, because in fact you saw Dam on the day that you were predicted to see that Dam. And the fact that you're going to end up with the two Vestos Achodesh for the next month is not really a problem. And again, the reason why this would be different than Vestos Aflaga is very simple. If you hold Ktsara is Oker Aruka, so then potentially you'd have a contradiction, but you'd have to say what we said. And if you hold that Ktsara is not Oker Aruka, then an Achanami, right? If you hold Ktsara is Oker Aruka, so let's say she had a Aflaga of 28 days, and the next month she had a haflag of 27 days. So the following month she has to be Chosheshes both for 27 and 28. In other words, then haflag and chodesh would be consistent, according to this machmir view. But you could argue that even if you hold ksara is oker aruka, like we said before, then this would be different. So now, the question really we have to ask, the difficult position to understand, is the third position, the lenient position, Rabbi Willard's position, right? Why would he hold that this is an akirath? After all, she saw on the day she was supposed to see. So the Shari Tohar explains the following svara. He says that since the whole reason why we're choshesh for eino kavua is because maybe it will create a kavua, right? That's the lashon of the Beis Yosef. It's a lashon of Rashi in a couple of places. And therefore, over here, this wouldn't create a vesis kavua. Why? Because, again, she sees a hey nisan and dalid hey er. So, we would not say it creates a vesis kavua, because to create a vesis kavua, you need 3 months in a row of the trilas of vesis being at the same time. In other words, even the machmir view wouldn't say that pashtas. This also isn't so clear. But the pashtus is they wouldn't say it creates a vesis kavua, because to create a vesis kavua, you need 3 times in a row of tchilas hari'a. It just can't be oker it, but it wouldn't create it. So if you think that the whole reason, like the Beis Yosef says, why we have to be choshesh v'eino kavua in the first place, is because of the idea that we're watching, paying attention, maybe this will create a vesis kavua. That's really the reason for eino kavua. So Mimela, since this won't create a Ves Kavua, then it's Nekar. That is the one reason for this lenient position. The difficulty with this pshat is, we'll see later on when we talk about Meuberes, that a Meuberes is Choshesh for Eino Kavua, even though we assume that a Meuberes will not create a Ves Kavua. So what do you see from that halacha? Seemingly you see from that halacha that you still have to be choshesh v'eino kavua even when there's no possibility of creating a vasis kavua. So im kain, what is the reason for the mekilim? So Rabbi Willig... Correct. But not kavua. No. Well, we'll get there later. According to Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara, she's not misulekas damim until 3 months into the pregnancy. Now, when we get to the discussions of Meuberes, we'll talk about what that means nowadays. The teva seems to have changed, and women stop menstruating at the beginning of their pregnancy, not 3 months into their pregnancy. But just in terms of the Dina de Shulchan Aruch, Dina de Gemara, she's misulekas damim after 3 months. But during pregnancy, you're choshesh for eino kavua, not for kavua. Yeah. Well,
in which case it just...
No, it's not a shaila, because then what's the idea of 3 months? It's not. We'll get there. It's a good question. We'll get there. When we talk about Mubaras, we'll talk about it. But one way or the other, my point is just that whenever there is someone classified by halacha as a Mubaras, she is choshesh esfeinu kavua, but we say she doesn't create kavua. So you see, seemingly, against that theory. So then what is the theory to be made on? So Rabbi Willig likes the theory of that Rabbi Buchwald proves in the footnotes in the Rashba, in the Ravid, based off of the Madura Basra of the Ravid. As I'm sure you've noticed, if you're looking up the Ravids throughout the year, that there's the standard Ravid, and then there's the Madura Basra of the Ravid, which was published by Rav Buchwald, who also has... excellent to Aros. And he shows in the Ravid that the idea is that any time you're not machzik a veses, it's oker, it's nekar. Right? If the next opportunity was not that you had to possibly be machzik the veses, you weren't machzik the veses sheno kavua, then it's also nekar. So Mimela, in this case, again, what happened? She sees Dalid Nisan, Hey Nisan, and then Dalid and Hey Er. So, since Hey Er is not Machzik the Veses, then Mimel it's Nekar. Now, the question is, why would that be? In other words, why should it be a stira? There's no possibility of supporting it, right? If there's no possibility of being machzik it, so why should it be nekar?
Is it even plus kavua?
Well, we're
I mean, can that be nekar? You need to be machzik even plus kavua. And if you're not machzik it, then it's...
No, that's a sheino kavua.
Okay, right.
But, so even though you could say, I don't know why this is, and, you know, we could try to make up a svara. But lamaisa, that's what the Ravid seems to assume. Because what does the Ravid say? Again, in the Madura Basra. Let's say she sees Aleph Nisan and the 20th of Nisan and then the 1st of Iyar. She doesn't have to be Choshesh for the 1st of Sivan. Why? Because since the 1st of Iyar was Toch Yemei Zivasa, now, just to remind you, we are Machmir Lamaisa. We don't calculate Nida and Zivan. We're a Choshesh. To always consider Vestos, even if technically speaking they're Yemei Ziva, right? But Mikra Din, the days during before the eight, you know, before during Yemei Nida and Ziva, during the 18 days following Eiriya, are not Shayach to Kfiyos Vesas, right? And so the Ramban, the Ravid holds that we follow the Din of the Gemara. Some later Rishonim came up with this idea that we have to be Machmir, that we don't know. But the Ravid was still following what the Gemara said. So she sees Echad Nisan, Chaf Nisan, and then Echad Iyar. So, do you have to be Choshesh for Echad Sivan? Says the Ravid, no. Why? Because Echad Iyar was 10 days after Chaf Nisan. So, that was Yemei Ziva, so it's not couldn't create a Vesas. So now it's Oker the Vesas, right? Because if it's not Machzikit, was it Machzikit? No, because it was Yemei Ziva, right? So if it's not Machzikit, then it's Nekar. In other words, here it's even more remarkable, right? Mamish, she saw 2 months in a row on Echad. She saw Echad Nisan and Echad Iyar. But still, she doesn't have to be Choshesh for Echad Zivan. Why? Very simple. The Ravid must hold. That's Dush Date and Ravid. Right? So, the reason for it, I don't know. Again, maybe we could guess a reason. But Vush Date, it says that if you're not Machzikit, then it's Nekar. Right? So here you weren't Machzikit. Why? Because it's Yemei Ziva. So maybe let's go on. Oh. So, Kal Vachomer, in our case, where again she sees Hei Nisan and then Dal Hei Iyar, since it wasn't Machzikit, it's Nekar. Good. Truth is, the Ravid himself might not hold to that, because the Ravid is Choshesh for the Hamshech of the Riyah, but Ladidan, the Kaimalon, that we only look at the Haskala, that would be the Din. And if you learn, if you take this Mahalich, so now there's no kasha from Milberes, right? There's no kasha from Milberes. So Bekitzer Nimrat, according to the Machmirim, you need a stira to be Oker Veses HaChodesh, and according to the Mekilim, you don't need a stira. You just need a lack of being Machzik. Right now, you'd still agree that you could be Choshesh for two, right? If she saw Aleph Nisan and Chafches Nisan, well, it's probably not very likely. Let's take the case of the Ravid. She saw Aleph Nisan and Tezvav Nisan. She had to be Choshesh for Aleph Sivan and Tezvav Sivan, right? That even the Mekilim would agree to, because again, we don't consider Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva. So in that case, you would have to. But the point is that if the first opportunity to be machzik the Veses passes without your having been machzik it, it's gone. So that's why I told you before, going back to the Lamed case. In the Lamed case, Rabbi Willig would agree, she sees Lamed Nisan and Chav Gimel Iyar, then she'll have to be Choshesh for Chav Gimel Sivan and Lamed Sivan. Right? Okay. Somebody has to. We're gonna. If you very curious about this, I've never done this, but we're gonna go have like dozens of interesting cases that aren't even so uncommon, right? Like Lamed Siva, Nisan. It's not the most. It happens, you know. Obviously, only you know, 1 in 30 chance, but it does happen. So somebody has to go. Someone who has subscribes to one of the Vestas tracking programs, and put these things in, and we'll see how many things they get wrong. Sure, they're not smart enough to get them all right. Right, so that's a good one. You could test it, see what happens if you plug in if you plug in these ones. So see if they chap. Let's say you know Lamed Nisan Chaf Gimel Sivan. If they chap, that you have to do Chaf Gimel and Lamed of ER. Anyway, we're going to have dozens of these cases. We'll see how many times we stump the Vestas tracking program. Okay, so I have to learn these halachos. Yes.
I'm really
there.
Right, and Rul says that even though you experience Dhamma on that same day, it's still not maxing it, and therefore it will contribute to the Nakira.
Did I say that?
I thought I said that.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that.
So isn't that the same
thing? That you'd have to look carefully at the Ravid. It might be true.
Then it's not more radical. I thought the occasion was the entire point is that if the Vesta is in a Kabua, then this will contribute to Akara.
Right, okay, I guess you're right. I did say that.
And
good point. You need three Akiros, but it would contribute to the Akira. So in other words, if you had three, assuming that he says this for Vesas Kavu as well, if you had three opportunities to be Machzik that you missed, that would have the din of three Akiros, even for Vesas Kavu, right?
For
Ruhu. Yeah, I think so.
So then this word just becomes a little more difficult. Why would you need to be Machzik something that's already literally...
What you're saying is the Lamdas of the middle opinion makes sense. So... It could be, maybe. You know, we could check. We have to look at the Ravid, which is, as I said, the Makor for Beiwilig Shita, and see if there's any evidence for Chiluk or not. Because you're saying in Lamdos it makes a lot of sense to me. B'chalik between Kavua and Eino Kavua, right? Because maybe for Eino Kavua, you to be Okerit, you need a Stira. For Kavua to be Okeret, you need a Stira, but for Eino Kavua to be Okeret, you need you just need a non-being Machzikit.
Right.
Okay, something, I'm not sure. Okay. You have to look back at the Ravid, see if there's any evidence. Okay, the next similar type of question is, what if she didn't do a Bedika, B'yom HaVeses, V'lo Ras Adam? Is that considered an Akira? Right? In other words, let's say her Vesis is whatever, it's Hei Lachodesh, and Veseno Kavua, let's say you start with Veses Kavua. Her Veses Kavua is for Hei Lachodesh. She didn't see any Dam on Hei Lachodesh, but she didn't do a Bedika on that day. Let's say she did a Bedika a couple days later, right? So she's mutaras, because we paskin vestos la avdeoraisa. So she could do a bedika afterwards. So I would think that's going to be considered a stira to the vestos. But the chavos das, and it's quoted in Pischei Tshuva, kuf pedal tzif katan yud ches, says no, it's not an akira. Now again, this would only be true for a vestos kavua, presumably. The chavos das doesn't say this explicitly, but the Pischei Tshuva assumes that's what the chavos das would hold. Obviously, if you hold like Rabbi Willig that you don't even need to do a bedik at all, even l'chadchil on a veshenu kavua, that this would be true on a veshenu kavua. Not only that, but the chavos das says, let's say she sees twice on the 20th of the month, and on the third time on the 20th of the month she didn't do a bedika, and then on the fourth time she sees on the 20th of the month, he says that's a veshenu kavua. And it's the same yesod, which is, without a bedika, there's not a raya she didn't see. Which is very strange, because at the same time, we're not choshish that she did see, otherwise she should be asura, right? It's hard to understand, but that is what the Chavos Das holds, at least for Vesas Kavua. Okay, Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel, the source for Sif Gimel is a very obscure Ravid, which makes Sif Gimel very hard to know what's going on, because the source of the Ravid is, which is the Ravid, is hard to know what's going on. But it seems like the Ravid is saying like this. If a person does not have a pattern to days, but they always see at a particular time, they have what the Ravid calls a Veses L'Shaus, right? And this creates a leniency, because they only have to be Choshish for that time. You could have said it creates a stringency, right? Let's say she sees totally random patterns, but always at 10 p.m. So you could say, okay, so that means every single night she's Asura at 10 p.m. because she's created a pattern for 10 p.m.s. We don't know which one, so no, we don't say that. We say it creates a kula, though, which is that she only has to be choshes for 10 p.m. So let's say she sees on the 7th of the month, so she has to be choshes and poresh at 10 p.m. because she always sees 10 p.m. Let's assume three times. She's always seen at 10 p.m. And that's okay. This is similar, maybe not identical, it's similar to the negative vesis that we talked about last time from the Trumas Hadeshen, where we say it creates a kula, but not a chumra. In other words, the negative vesis creates the kula. You don't have to be worried, kodem, yudalad, lachar, tvila, but not a positive vesis. You have to be choshesh constantly after yudalad, letvilasa. Now, the Ravid brings two proofs for this. Proof number one is that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't totally reject Rabbi Yossi. He just thinks that we attribute the Re'iyah to the day and not to the Shah, right? But, he says, Mamela, if we can't attribute it to the day, like in this case, where there's no pattern to days, but there is a pattern to the Shah, so then we attribute it to the Shah. That's proof number one. Proof number two is from a story in the Gemara, which is also a very strange story. And as we'll see, what exactly we learn from this story is unclear. But the story talks about a woman who every time she returned from the mikvah, she would become a nida. And the Gemara says she shouldn't go home, straight home, in which case people would see her and it's going to cause a problem. And she should go somewhere else, and that would somehow avoid the problem after the mikvah. Fine. So what is the Ravid see anything from here for his theory? And let's talk about what the Baal HaMor asks. He says, if anything, that case is a type of vesis of kfitzos, where the tevila, right, or either the tevila itself or entering the city following the tevila triggers the re'iyah, right? So how does that prove vesis l'shaus? That shows us over there that there's such a thing as a vesis that tevila is going re'iyah, or entering the city after tevila is going the re'iyah. So memela, if you don't enter the city, you don't want to be choshesh. How does that prove a vesis l'shaus? So we'll get back to what the Ravid actually thought. But either way, Lemaisa the Mechaber quotes this halacha. The Mechaber writes, just if you didn't have a chance to see it, we'll just read it together. Im kava vases l'shaus v'lo liyamim ena choshashes ela shaita bilvad uveses ze nekar b'sha'a achas afilu b'lo b'dika. Good. Toshtei b'shulchan aruch, the psak of the Ravid. However, if you look at the Taz, the Taz seems to have a very different understanding of this. The Taz writes, Sifkan Dalad, Ves L'Shaus, Perish Kigon Achar Tfilasa. Oh, Shar Dvaram Kiyotzi B'zeh, Shirigila Liros Machmas Oyso Yizman. So the Ravid doesn't seem to be, Taz, doesn't seem to be understanding this as a Veses L'Shaus, like we were saying, 5 p.m., but rather a Veses associated with a particular event, like tevila, well, right? Now, why did Taz say that? Where did Taz come from? He came from the second proof of the Ravid, which was from the example of tevila. And then he writes, Oshar dvarm kiyotze bizeh shirigila liros machmas oso zman. Sounds like he's saying that a certain type of event, which he's calling zman, like tevila, triggers a re'iyah. That's what the Taz seems to be understanding it. Now, the Achronim, like the Makor Mayim Chayim, note this difficulty in the Taz, but that's the way the Taz seems to be understanding it. Now, going back to the Pashup Shat in the Ravid and the Balamor, it could be that the Ravid and the Balamor are Lashitasa, because we'll see later in Sif Yud Zayin that according to the Ravid, there's no such thing as a Vesis of Kvitzos. We talked about this last time. As Machlokas, we've shown him whether Kvitzos could be Gar Neves. Let's say three times in a row, every time a woman did 100 jumping jacks, she immediately started seeing dam, with no pattern of time. So the Ravid says that's not a vases. When the Gemara talks about vases of kvitzos, it's only a vases of morkav of kvitzos. Every time on the 15th of the month she did jumping jacks and she saw, that would create a vases. But kvitzos itself can't create a vases. We'll talk about why he says that, but he's saying that pashtus, that type of idea that an action could be gore meriah, is not a vases. Even when we talk about vases haguf, those are, you know, physiological symptoms, but not triggers, not gormim. And the Balamor holds that that is a vases. So the Balamor understood that going to the mikvah or entering the town after the mikvah could be a vases. So the Balamor said, from that Gemara that talks about a vases for her entering the town after going to the mikvah, that is nothing to do with this. That's a type of trigger vases, a type of vases of kvitzos. You didn't think there's any raya. The Ravid who denied that type of vases was forced to see this as some type of vases l'shos. And therefore he thought this was a raya to this idea. Now, what about, just one second, what about the Taz? So, what does the Taz hold? So, it could be that what the Taz is saying is that, especially when he talks about the Re'iyah, the Tevilah, which isn't a standard Kfitza type Vesis either, what the Taz is basically getting at is that when there's a particular event like tefillah that's associated with menstruation, even if that doesn't fall into any other technical form of vestos, in other words, it's not really kvitzos and it's not chodesh and it's not onos and it's not guf, but if based off of past experience, this shows us that this is a time for us to be concerned that, expect her to start menstruating, then you have to be choshish for that as well. And that's what the Taz is saying. Could be that's what the Taz is saying. When he writes, right, kagon achar, vasis l'shaus, peirush, kagon achar tvilasa, o shard varam kiyotzi b'zeh, shirigilo liros machmas oso azman. Now, well, it's not clear that tevila would constitute a vasis akvitzos, because it's not a physiological act that's like triggers ria, like kvitzos are, where we say this strenuous behavior of jumping triggers the ria. And that's why this isn't placed in the sugya of vestos akvitzos, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses this. And even moreover, right, if you take a look, just for one moment, at Sif Yud Zayin, so, just jump ahead for a moment, Kol Vestos Shenikba Machmas Ones, I'm going to read the Mechaber, okay? Kol Vestos Shenikba Machmas Ones, Afilu rasa bo kama pa'amim, eno vases, shemipnei ha'ones rasa. Kaftza virasa, kafta virasa, kavala vases liyamim below kvitzus. Ketzad, kafta bech v'shabes, virasa dam, right? So how does the Mechaber paskin by vases akvitzos? Right. And yet, over here, he has this idea, according to the Taz, of going to the mikvah. Could be. Not so clear what the Taz is learning. But could be that the Taz holds that if something doesn't fall into any of the vestos, but based off of past patterns we expect her to see now, you have to treat it like a vesis.
You have to say that it's something related to time. The time of
yes, something related to time activity and activities, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if that's true, if that reading of the Taz is correct, which I'm not sure it is, but I don't know how else to read the Taz, so then we have a very interesting idea, and this might relate to a topic we talked about a little bit last time, which was going off the pill, right? Let's say 48 hours after she goes off the pill, she always sees Dom. Now, you could argue that technically this isn't a vesis because it's not associated with any activity, right? We're not going to say that. First of all, lack of taking a pill I don't think is necessarily an activity. But even if it was, not taking a pill isn't always goreim a re'ia for her, right? It's only... So, it's not exclusive. So that's not really a vesis. But according to the Taz, it might be a vesis, right? It would only be a vesis l'shaus, so it wouldn't be the whole ona. And it would be nakar achar pamachas, but it would create a chiyuv prisha l'shaus that's nakar bepamachas. So that might be what comes out from the Taz. A very interesting idea. This might also relate to that Rabbi Willig type vesis we talked about before. The Chazon Ish, by the way, Pei Zion base as an alternative explanation of the Ravid. I won't even get into it, but if you want an alternative Mahalich, take a look there. Yeah.
Meaning, Lemaisa, what like the Taz's pshat is sounds so muchach because the Ravid is bringing a Ravid from the case of the woman.
Right, but it does the pshat shot in the Ravid is it's not it shows, meaning to say what's look at his first raya. Right, his first raya is with respect to the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi.
Right.
So it's not something from the Ravid doesn't seem when he presents the idea, and his first raya has nothing to do with a particular act. Right, the question is what's driving the Taz is how in the world is the second raya to his pshat. The Taz almost looks exclusively at the second raya and sort of defines the Ravid by his second raya. The problem is the way the Ravid presents the din and his first raya don't really accord with that theory.
But why can't it be at least the second one? Like Mehechatesi, meaning if you assume this, what? And if it's...
Yeah, maybe in Achanami, but that's not what the Ravid's saying, something a little more broad than that. The Ravid seems to be saying that there's such a thing as a vesis l'shaus. In other words, when your pattern has to do with shaus, and it doesn't have to do with other times, like intervals or Yom LaChodesh or the like, that creates a vesis. But that creates a special type of vesis, what we call a vesis l'shaus, that's nakar b'pamachas. That's a simple reading of the Ravid, right? When you read the Ravid, I don't think you'd ever... You might...
But meaning, wouldn't we be assuming that the Ravid would at least be saying... In addition to the Pshat Chiddush, the Chiddush of the Taz, because he brings the second Raya?
Maybe. You're right. Somehow or another, that case is a Raya to this idea. Right? But that's not the idea. The idea is a Vasis L'Shaus.
Even if an extension of that is the Taz?
Maybe in a Chanami. Yeah.
On the pill case.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a little speculative. I was just wondering. What's the gedder according to the Taz? That's what I was wondering. What is the pshat in this vesis? So what I was thinking is maybe the pshat in the vesis according to the Taz, this idea of vesis l'shaus, is anything that doesn't fit into the regular hilchos vesis, vestos. It wouldn't create a vesis normally. But it's a time based off of past patterns that we expect her to see, like entering the town after going to the mikvah. So that, too, is something you have to be choshish for, not for the entire ona, like other vessels, but for that shah, and it's nakar b'famachas.
Right, so I was just thinking that maybe like the shahos that we're talking about here might be limited to a shah that would be goreim a re'ia. In this case of the 48 hours after the pill, it's not the 48 hours that passed it. I mean, it's not the 48th hour that's being
going through. Yeah. Oh, it is. It's so maybe not. I agree. It's somewhat It's not machorach, but no, it is actually. It's the 48th hour following the cessation of the pill. That's gorein the ria, right? In other words,
hard to say that's gorein the ria. The ria was already nigran from when she stopped taking the pill. It just took time to.
Well, yes and no. You know, if she stopped, she took another pill after 30 hours, it might have stopped it. It might have. I mean, biologically, we understand what's going on, right? But even biologically, you could sort of see it that way. That, you know, the 48th hour, after not taking a pill for 48 consecutive hours, then she menstruates, right? So okay, we'll say it that way. The 48th consecutive hour of non-pill taking. Okay, good. Sif, hey. So, and Daf Samach Dalet in Nida, it says like this: Rasa Tesvav Lecho Tesvav Yudvav Yudzayin. So Rav says Kavel Avesis LeDilug, and Shmuel says Ad Shetashalish BeDilug, and the Gemara says basically everybody holds a Barshbag that you need three times, and what are they arguing about? Rav Savar Tesvav Meminyana, Shmuel Savar Kevan de Lav Bedilog Chazisei Lav Meminyanahu. Now again, the Pashup Shat that Gemara is talking about a Vesas Achodesh. In fact, this is the source for Vesas Achodesh, if it exists, right? Because if you're going to try to make this into a Haflaga, then there's not enough. So if you learn like the Ramban, you're going to prove that you could have a haflago with three riyos and not three haflagos from here. And everybody else is going to say, no, we're talking about a vesis achodesh and a vesis achodesh bedilug. Right? Good. So we're going to assume that way for now. So how many times do you need? Right? So this is the debate between Rav and Shmuel. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say over here? Shulchan Aruch says, let's read it. Kegon shirasa hayom, virasa shenis lasos shloshim, vishlishis lamed aleph, vervis lamed base. So the Gemara is talking about a dialog of Chodesh, Bepashtus, but presumably the same thing would apply for a dialog of Haflagos. Now, how many Re'ios would you need to create this? So I would say that according to Shmuel, you should need five Re'ios to create four Dilugim, right? In other words, Tishalish B'dilug. And according to Rav, you should need four Re'ios and three Dilugim. That should be the machlokas. So, what's the Shulchan Aruch just said? The Shulchan Aruch said, in four Re'ios you could do it. Sounds like who's he paskening like? Rav and not Shmuel. But, if you take a look at the Shach over here, Sif Katan Ches, he writes, this is going according to the Yesh Omrim and Sif Zayin. In other words, this Shulchan Aruch is a bit out of order. You should really have seen Sif Zayin first, before you saw our Sif. And in Sif Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. And how do we paskin? We paskin l'chumra l'kan u'l'kan. So the same thing over here would be true. Meaning to say, after four re'ios, dehainu three haflagos bedilug, so then you have to be choshesh both for a veses kavua of haflaga bedilug, but also a veses she'eno kavua, because maybe we paskin like Shmuel. That's the way we paskin. You could try to get out of it, but that's basically the way we paskin. Now, note over here as well that it doesn't have to just be one day dilugim. So even if it's harbe, right? So we could be 35, 40, 45, 50. That would also create a veses kavu of haflaga bedilug. Or even more exciting. Okay, we'll talk about what if the haflagos are more than 90 days. We'll get to that later. Now, the Shach and Sif Katan Tes says, Hu Adin, if there's a dilug l'mafreya, going backwards, like an interval of 30, then 29, then 28, he brings a raya from Tosfos, and he writes, it's Pashut. However, the place, he, Sif Kanvav, says, no, that's wrong. Why? Because you couldn't go on that way. Okay, it's going to go down, 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, right? How's it going to end? And he's docha the rai from Tosfos. Now, what's the logic behind each position here? So, L'chora the Plesi holds that this is a giloy in the teva of the isha. And since this can't be her teva, because it's not going to go on like this forever. It's going to stop. The vesas breaks down at a certain point. So therefore, there's no such thing as the vesas. Though, it should be noted that the Ravid writes explicitly like the Shach. The Ravid writes, V'chein bedilub hayotze mishoresh haflaga, kagon shirasa shtei riyos baflaga shloshim yom, vashlishis baflagas chavtes yom, varevias baflagas chavches yom. And that's why the Archa Shulchan Paskin's like the Shach, but he says it only goes down to 18 days, because that's Yimei Ziva. Interesting. Now, you wouldn't believe this, but this...
Meaning,
yeah, yeah, that part. But the question is, yeah, in the Hanami, but what would we say?
Meaning to Rebuchol Tchidosh. Because the Mela, once you hit 18, you can never be Mashzikin anymore.
Right.
So it's gonna,
yeah. Yeah. Now, Lemaisa, you wouldn't believe this, but I was once asked this question. I was once asked a person who had Haflaga Bedila Glamafreya for Rios. So now, we have to have... So according to the Plesi, they don't have to worry about anything, right? But according to the Shach and the Ravid, you do. But it was four Rios, not five, right? Three Aflagos, four Rios. So we had to, go through tell the person, you have to take L'chumras, L'kan, U'l'kan. You have to be choshish for the chumras of the Veses Kavua. So if it was, I think it was 29, 28, 27. So the next month of Haflaga, next month you have to be choshish for Haflaga of 26. And 27, right? 27 if you hold like Shmuel, 26 if you hold like Rav, plus you also have to be choshish for Chodesh and Onabenunis, Alatzad, we paskin like Shmuel, right? It's a lot of bestos. So Ray Willig said, Ray Willig, Kedarka B'Chodesh asked at first, was it by day or by night? Turned out it was by day. So he said, then you should be Machmir. It's not such a chumra anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he would have said if it was by night. But he had a lot of vestos that upcoming month. Anyway, between all the all the chumras of both Rav and Shmuel. Yes?
Or Miteva, it also has to have a cap on it too. Meaning it's only a
matter of time. No. You could go up to forever.
When
he says Teva, he's not asking a biologist. He's saying halachically. Yeah. Okay. There's nothing in, ask a doctor. He might tell you it's very unlikely to have a vessel going up, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Okay. The whole thing is unlikely. There's no rule saying that it can't continue like this. Here, there's a rule that says it can't continue like this. Now, I'd like to point out a very klaliistic point here, which really has ramifications throughout Shas. As I told you, there's lots of very yesodistic issues that come up in our simon, so here's one of them. In the Gemara, there's a machlokas, as we said, between Rav and Shmuel about vestos, about this topic, and the Gemara says they also argue about negichos, the same machlokas in terms of patterns for negichos, let's say going up or going down or the like. So this leads to a very interesting question of how do you paskin? Why? Because, which is why we have this machlokas, this suffix. Because in terms of vestos, what would you say? Halacha k'rav b'isuri. In terms of negichos, what would you say? Halacha k'shmol bedini. So what is that? Where does that leave us? What do we do? So if you take a look at the Balei HaNefesh LaRavid, the Ravid says, he quotes an opinion that says, we'll split it. In other words, we're going to say in Negichos we'll follow Shmuel, and in Vestos we'll follow Rav. And the Rav says that doesn't make any sense, because this is the same issue. You can't paskin a Tarti Desasri. And we're going to be forced basically to pick. This machlokas, this type of machlokas, comes up in a number of other places in halacha, and I think the Ravid is l'shitaso in a number of places. I'll just give you I'll give you one other place where the Ravid is l'shitaso, and then in a minute I'll give you a third place. There's a machlokas when a child is considered to be a ben kayama. And there are a lot of nafkaminas, avelos, and ritzicha, all sorts of shailas, pidyon ben, right? So, there's a very interesting machlokas in Hilchos Avel about this view. Do you paskin like Rashbag or not? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avel, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, Ben Tisha Chadashim Shenolad Meis, Uven Shmona Shemeis, Afilu Lachar Shloshim, Hareze Nefel, Vein Mis Avlam Aleim, Velo Mis Askin Imaim. So you have a Ben Shmona that lives more than 30 days, so Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Be'Avel, and therefore there's no Avela, says the Ravid over there. That's not true. Because we paskin like Rashbag, that La'achar Shloshim Yom Biyadua She'eno Nefel. And the Lecha Mishnah adds that the Rambam's position is especially perplexing, because if you look at Hilchos Rotzeach Perek Beis Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, Echad ahorig es agadol o es hakatan ben yomo ben zachar ben nekeva rezen erag alav im harag bezadon o gola im harag b'shaga v'hu shekalu lo chadashav aval nolud lefachos mi tisha chadashim hareze kenefel ad shiyishar shloshim yom, says the Rambam. We paskin like the Rashbag, so therefore if it's a ben ches that lived 45 days, what would we do? We would execute the murderer, right? So, what's going on here? So what emerges, as the Nosei Kelim and the Rambam point out, like the Lecha Mishnah, that the Rambam holds is a principle of Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Be'Avel, and that's such a powerful principle that we, you know, the Halacha is, you know, Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel Be'Avel, even Das Yachid, even if it's a minority view, and therefore, L'inyan Avelos were Mako, and even though normally you'd say, you know, Safik Nefashos, you can't kill the guy. No. We paskin, in this case, L'chumra by Ritzicha, but L'kula by Avelos. And basically, what comes out from the Rambam is the Rambam says, look, on each and every Shaila, we're going to look at the Tchum, you know, the Klale Hora for that Tchum in Halacha, and we'll follow those Klale Hora. So in Hilchos Avelos, the klal is Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel, and we'll follow that. And we have no problem paskening a Tarti D'Sasri. And the Ravid, Lishitaso, both over here and there, says no. When it comes to klali hora, you can follow the klali hora as long as that doesn't lead to a stira. But once it leads to a stira, then you have to pick. Okay, sometimes it's going to be hard to figure out exactly how to pick. For example, in our case, Avestos, the Ravid isn't quite sure what to do because, you know, you have these two steros. But you have to pick, or you could be misupik. But you can't paskin a tarti disasri. Fine, and that's the view of the Ravid over here. The Rush also rules like the Ravid. He comes out a little different in terms of how to practically navigate the situation in terms of Vestas and Negichos, but he accepts the klal of the Ravid, that you can't split them. And this actually relates to a very interesting broader principle as well, even broader, which is when we have a rule like, let's say, Halacha Kerav Bisurin and Halacha Keshmuel B'Mamonos, so what's the reason for that rule? What's the idea? Rav Shechter always likes to quote from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik that rule is only after the fact. He said, what's the pshat in that rule? That they were kovei all the halachos like the normal way, you know, either al pi rov after the masumat and the like. And then they looked back and they said, no, look at that. Turns out that we were always kovei like Rav for Mamon, and we were always like for Isser, and we were always kovei like Rav for like Shmuel for Mamon. The Rush, though, in Bava Kamma, on this topic, Perek Dalid, Simen Dalid, says no. Says like this: To me, is it Tam Asu Chachmei Gemar Klal Lifso Kalacha Keshmuel B'Dinei Ukirav B'Isurei B'Chol Makom Lefi Shiyadu Sheshmuel Ayiragil Tamid Lifso B'Dinin Ulekach Hayimedaktek Bahan V'Yorid L'Omkan U'Maskil Al Kol Davar Emes V'Chein Rav Ayiragil Gadol B'Horas Iser Vater Lekach Samchu Al Horosav. In other words, basically, Rav was a bigger expert in Isser V'Hatter. He was the, you know, who was the biggest expert in Yerudea? That was Rav. Who was the biggest expert in Choshen Mishpat? That was Shmuel. So therefore, they said, Halach K'Rav be Yisuri Halach Shmuel be Mamon. Now, if that's true, so now we understand why the Rush says, and this would also be the view of the Ravid, why the Rush says you can't split it. Because over here, if that's the pshat, that then you can't possibly say, okay, so we'll follow Rav for Vastos and Shmuel like Mamon. Because, you know, here, who is the bigger expert? So again, I don't know what to do. You have to figure out practically how to navigate the situation. I'm the Rush, the Ravid, how to do that. But you can't just say, oh, we'll just follow our regular rule of following Rav and Isser and Shmuel and Mamon, because that's absurd in this case, because the rule is based off of the fact that each one is a bigger expert. And unless you could come up with some type of chiluk, why, you know, Rav's position makes more sense in Vestos and Shmuel's position makes more sense in the Gichos, if you came up with a chiluk, fine. But unless you could come up with a chiluk, and the Rosh and the Ravid, you know, they don't know the chiluk, so then you're forced to be consistent. The Balamor on our Siman disagrees with the Ravid. He writes, less lan elamai de amarabanan. We follow the rules. So this is a very important raya. We'll get to his raya in a second. This is like the Ram. It's like the Rambam that we saw by Avelos. It's also like the Ram Remer, quoted by Tosfos, by Hilchos Brachos. There's another interesting place where this comes up. There's a shaila in the Gemara Brachos about Kafrisin. Are kafrisin a fruit or a vegetable? So one nafkamin is lagabe arla, another nafkamin is lagabe bracha. What bracha do you make? Haitz or hadama? So the Behag basically said, you have to pick. And the Ram, quote in Tosa, says, that doesn't make any sense. You don't have to pick. Ad kadekach, you could even accept a tarti desashri vasachas. Gabe arla will say halacha kemekel b'chutz laretz. And gabi brachos we paskin, it's a fruit. So he says you could eat kafrisin that's, you know, 1 year old in chutz laretz and make a bray priyait. It's a tarti desasri. No, each tchum will be willing to paskin its own halacha. Bahag says no. Anyway, now this is very interesting. So but what about the kasha, the raya that the Balamor brought, right? The raya the Balamor brought is from what's a chazaka? We know we have machlokas, Rabbi Rashbag, 2, 3, which one makes a chazaka, right? Very, very chalyustik of machlokas. And how do we pass? Can we split, right? So isn't that a mefurish raya for the Balamor, that we're willing to basically look at each tchum on its own? So if you remember last time we had that very innovative shot of the mabit, maybe you could use that to get out of this kasha. But I think you could also say a simpler yishuv for the Ravid, which is like that, like the following. That ruling was out of suffake. In other words, the pshat is over there. Why are we machmir in some cases and mekel in one case, in other cases? Because really we have no idea what's the halacha, whether chazaka is 2 or 3 times. So for mamonis, we're going to say motzi mechal araya, and for vestos, because the rabbanon will be mekel and the like. Those aren't hachraos, both in vadai. Those are simply, I have no idea what to do, so I'm going to follow certain rules, like Hamotzi Mechaveir L'Varaya, Sanat Rabban L'Akel, or the like. Masha Einkein, what the Balamor is saying is when you have other types of rules, which aren't just, I have no idea what to do, but are Hachros, they're rules, like Halacha K'Rav B'Sur and Halacha K'Shmuel B'Mamonos. So but those, you can't pask in a stira. This, by the way, might relate to an even more fundamental question, if we're going that way, of the Ravid, by the way, is L'Shitaso also in Hilchos and Nidui. I guess we don't have time to see that. Anyway, a more fundamental question is in terms of what's pshat in Kviyas Halacha? Is Kviyas Halacha Chefta Shel Torah? Is it about like figuring out the MS? Or is it just practically, you know, what do you need to do? Right? This might relate to the famous Machlokas Rishonim about Hilchos HaLemashicha. There's a couple of places in Shasta we say Hilchos HaLemashicha. We don't pass in that way. Other places we seem to. 3 or 4 Mahalchim and a Rishonim, but to distill it in 1 second, there's a machlokas whether we say, whether we're going to paskin halachos about something that we know will never be relevant again. Some Rishonim say yes, some Rishonim say no. We might get to that question. In other words, if you take the approach of the Balamor and the like, Kviyas Halacha has nothing to do with MS, it's nothing to do with who's right. These are guidelines to figure out what to do on a practical level. Okay? So if there's no nafkamina, so no, what are you going to bother for? Right? Tochsel Mashicha. And you won't be bothered by a stira, because it's not about who's figuring out who's right. It's about figuring out what to do. Whereas if you hold that kfiyas halacha is more than just figuring out what to do, it's about figuring out who's right, so then, of course, you're going to be bothered by a stir in halacha, and also you'll probably want to know what to do, even if there's no nafkamina. I mean, you'll want to figure out who's right, who's the halacha like. Okay, there's a lot more to say about this, but we're out of time. So we'll have to call it here, and Bezras Hashem will pick up after Yontif. Make sure again to go weiter, keep on moving, because we're going to be moving quickly. Everyone should have a Chag Kasher V'Sameach.